In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Things just got mad lit AF at Pluckers and Allen.
Huh?
Because my mom, Gator, just walked in. Give it up for Gator, everybody. Put your hands together for Gator, Pluckers.
Man.
Hi, Gator. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you going to have a beer?
No.
You don't have beer at lunchtime? Are you taking off today or are you working?
No, I'm working.
Oh, you're working.
I'm always working.
Okay, and the boss is okay with you having an extended lunch break at Pluckers?
I'm sure he would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever get in big fights with your boss and have to put your Gator fist down and go, no, damn it, I'm doing what I want. I'm Gator.
I think he probably is used to that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So what's on the agenda today? What are you doing? Like, you got some big accounts to do stuff with? Or
no, I'm just home cleaning up stuff, messes.
Oh,
things like, that happen.
Like dogs pooping on the carpet?
Oh,
or
no.
Oh, work stuff?
About, I'm talking about business messes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Just stuff we have to do.
When so you, when HR you work, stuff? Or?
Oh, you have any HR issues, Gator?
Do I have what?
Any HR issues with the company? Like?
No. We've got, you know, we have really a good company, a great HR. In fact, he just came down the other day and talked to everybody, and we all walked off still with our jobs.
Okay,
everybody's
that's good.
He's good.
It's good
we
to keep your job.
We put in a lot of long, hard hours. We do. We got a great team.
You have an amazing work ethic, Gator. A lot of people that have done what you've done probably would have retired by now, but you're still out there doing your thing.
No, just give me another Duracell, and I just keep on going. I told some of my customers, told one of them one time, I said, if you don't hurry up and say yes to me, I'm going to be coming in here with a walker. And he just cracked up, but that's about where we are. I've been doing this 32 years.
And wow. And you work in the, is it say just gas and oil business?
What no, you? I'm pretty much lubes, oil.
Oh, ma'am.
Yeah, whatever you have in your car,
okay.
I probably sold it to the man that put it there.
Yeah. Okay.
And I love what I do, but my...
I don't want you selling lube to the man.
This guy's up.
Yeah, this guy, let's get this guy.
But, you know, I called on a dealership yesterday that is your car, and I told him you need to be coming in here.
Whoa.
And I talked to a young lady that listens to sports radio, and she said, oh, yeah, that they started out on... the ticket. And I said, yeah, they did. And I said, you need to be sure you tune in, listen to them. I'm always talking about you.
I could say this to the tellers that are listening. My mom is always out there spreading the gospel about 105.3 The Fan. Any opportunity that you get, you have a tendency to tell people about the state because you consider yourself a Tola, right?
I definitely am, and I think we need a shirt.
Yeah, you're telling Big Dong Steven that we need a Tolo shirt.
Yeah, we need to run a contest and let people design a Tolo shirt, and I'd wear it.
Management loves it when people come up with random contest ideas.
Oh,
they
okay.
love that generally.
Okay.
They get really excited about it.
Well, do you know that now some of my customers call me Gator?
Yes, which is great.
I didn't know that they even knew, and I have one guy. Can I say his name?
Sure, I don't care.
Robin Brooks.
Oh, my God, don't say his name.
Oh.
I didn't know you were going to say Robin Brooks. What are you doing?
I love my guys. I have all these men that I love.
She loves them up.
And the lube business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're all my special people. And Robin calls me and says, Gator, I need to place an order. And if he called me anything but Gator, I wouldn't know what to say.
Right.
And I had one customer that I went into, and his name is Kevin.
Hey.
And he said, now, wait a minute. What did you just say? And I said, well, my son, I'm being a skin show, he said, oh, my gosh, which one is yours? And I said, no, I didn't give him that name. His friends did. Skin is my son. He said, I listen to him every day.
Wow.
He was blown away that you were my kiddo.
Well, that's great, man. You're out there connecting with the Tolos.
You got it.
If anybody has any questions for Gator, 877-881-1053. This guy says, I've been a Tolo for about 2 years now, but I still don't know why you refer to your mom as Gator. So, Gator, why do they call you Gator?
Well, because your daughter Maya couldn't say grandmere, and you called me and said, Mom, what do you feel about Gator? And I said, I don't understand. What do you mean Gator? And you told me why that Maya couldn't say it. And I said, it's okay with me. Whatever she wants to call me, I'll answer to.
See, you just said that real normally, like it's normal for people to have the name of grandmere. Like, not in this country. So my sister's kids started calling you Grandmere.
They call me Grandmere.
That's French, right?
Uh-huh.
And then my daughter couldn't say Grandmere. It came out Gator.
Gator.
I'd say, hey, there's Grandmere. She'd go, Gator. So it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, and I love it, and it's great. And your son, Desmond, my little sweet grandson, my caboose, said, we walked into a Thanksgiving dinner, and Gretchen's oldest daughter, Mandy, called me Grandmere and gave me a big hug. And Des looked up and said, what did you call her? And she said, Grandmere. He said, that's not my Grandmere. That's not your Grandmere. That's my Gator.
That's Gator.
And he could not understand that.
Hey, be real careful with all this caboose talk while we're selling lube, okay?
Yeah.
My mom, Gator, is here at Pluckers and Allen. Anybody have any questions, make sure and text in 877-881-1053.
So you mentioned during the break, Gator, that you were not going to get a chance to go to the state fair this year?
Didn't get to go.
Is it something that you normally do every year?
I like to go, yeah.
Yeah?
Like,
what's your favorite part?
Well, I really like to ride the Ferris wheel.
Okay. And the big one?
Yeah. And I like to go with Gretchen.
My sister.
Jess' sister.
Yeah.
Has a little special child, and she's 18, and that's the thrill of her life. And we've gone the last couple of years, maybe 2 years or so, and that's Handicap Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a, it's just a special day, and we didn't get to do that this year. And I didn't realize the fair was over, and I looked up, and they were on the news, Texas laying down. I thought, well, I guess it's over.
Goes by fast, doesn't it? Like, it feels like it was just here, and it's like, all right, it's done.
Did you panic when you saw Big Tex was on fire a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking. Yeah.
By the way, I didn't even talk to you since this happened. Rockwall got hit with tornadoes, didn't it?
Yes, right over our house.
We should say Gator lives in Rockwall, not far from where Troy Hughes from The Morning Show lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how bad did you guys get it?
Well, now, we are okay, thank God, this time. This is twice that thing has gone right over our house. And
you guys got a bunch of big trees out there.
Yeah, and a lake behind us. And, you know, it makes me sick. I look at... And Jeff, our old neighborhood, Richland Park.
Yeah, it got destroyed.
Do you know Richland Park?
That was. Is our house still standing?
Well, I'm gonna go. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Don't say.
I know. No, I thought about it too. I saw the drone footage. I was like, man, I don't even know if the house I grew up in is still standing.
Oh my God! See, I thought it was the neighborhood maybe across.
It's across from Richland Park, or across from Richland Junior College.
God.
Yeah. My lovely wife, Trish, is here. You're having lunch with her. She's got the footage. You should take a look.
She sent it to me, and she said, Richland Park, exclamation. And I said, I can't tell. That's why I couldn't tell. It's gone. And we have a dear friend. She's a realtor that lives there, and I've been thinking about her. I've got to call her and see. But, you know, all you listeners out there, if anybody lives close enough, look into this and get in your closet, find something, take something, take food, find out where we can go and help these people. I can't imagine getting up and looking at my home and there's nothing there.
And everything's gone.
It's gone.
I like that. Gator is putting out the call to everyone out there. If you can do anything to donate, if you don't even think about it. So we're going to go through the closets this weekend. Church is like, hey, we need to do the whole fall cleaning anything. Anyways, let's take all the extra stuff we have and go donate it because a lot of people lost all their clothes, for example.
Think about the kiddos and the children. I thought about them yesterday, and I thought, all these teenagers, this is so important. They're all getting up to go to school, and it's so fun to pick out what you're going to wear. There's nothing there.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Your dad's school, your alma mater, Thomas Jefferson, it's very destroyed.
Yeah, my dad's high school got destroyed.
Yeah. And so it's just sad because it's lots of memories, and it can all be replaced. There's nothing more precious than life. And there was not one fatality.
That's amazing. And I didn't even really see any. I didn't see any serious injuries either.
I don't think. Well, a few people went to the hospital, but you know, we just all get up and take everything for granted. We hear about it and go, "Oh God, that's really too bad." And then you go on and do your thing. They have months and a year, years to deal with this.
Yep.
And
Okay, so
reach out
and do what you can. Thank you. That's a good reminder, Gator. Yeah. So some people are texting, what was the worst part of raising me?
Huh.
And you can be brutally honest. I was a little a-hole. It's okay. You can say it.
You were very determined. You and Ben together were quite a challenge. And
Ben would just roll into our house.
Yeah.
Gator was always real floored by that. Ben would just walk in.
I tried to tell him, it's different now. I'm single. Live here by myself, Jeff and I. Mm-hmm.
He might have been trying to be my stepdad. Who knows?
No, he just didn't understand. He was used to coming in and out, and he would just come. And I finally said, Ben, you got to ring the doorbell. You got to let us know you're here. I could be standing here in a towel wrap or
something. That's what he wanted, Gator.
And he just kept coming. So one day I took him by the arm, marched him back out, and locked the door and said, now ring the doorbell. Made him so mad, he just kept going, and he left. And we didn't see Ben for a while, but he was
Benji back then.
Yeah, Benji came back.
But no, let's focus on what a jerk I was. What was the worst part about raising me?
Well, your sister helped me get through it. I mean, you gave me a lot of anxiety attacks, but I guess one of the worst times was the time you didn't come home, and we couldn't find you, and. But we did find your car parked in a lot fairly close to the house, and it was empty. Of course,
whoops.
We didn't know where you were, and come to find out you were at some person's home. I think it was a girl's. But you talked really ugly to both of us, and I was like horrified, and I said, that can't be my son. I accused you of being strung out on something.
It was my brain on drugs.
So, but we did find you and bring you home. And then there was that time.
Uh-oh. Which one is this?
That you came home with friends at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you all three showed up in my bedroom to tell me that you were not feeling too well.
And I shouldn't have been driving.
Exactly. And that's why these friends brought you home.
Yeah, and you didn't know them. So some people that my mom had never met woke her up in the middle of the night to say, hey, we drove home passed out skin.
And Jeff walked in, and the next thing I know, he passed out on my bed. Now, give me that, huh? So
you had a really good time with me, huh?
I did.
I was just sheer joy, wasn't I?
Well, I love you.
I love you too, Gator. What are you going to eat for lunch?
Oh, I love this place. Probably lemon pepper.
Yeah, man. Hard to go wrong with the lemon pepper.
And I really wish they would put a spot in out in Rockwall. We need a Pluckers out there.
Okay, Pluckers, you heard my mom. Let's get one going in Rockwall. What are we doing?
Text Pluckers Dave right now.
Yeah, text Pluckers Dave. Everybody put your hands together for my sweet, sweet mother, Plucker.
What do you think about the Cowboys so far, Gator?
Oh, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, all right.
I'm so excited. I hope now we've been through whatever that was. And we're going forward because we are so good. And, of course, I love Dak and I love Zeke.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Witten's back. And Fredericks, is it Fredericks that had the health? I love him.
Travis, he's the best.
He's wonderful. And I just love us. But I'm really upset because we couldn't get the Mavs last night. I went up and down those channels a million times. James came in.
What do you have?
Who's winning? I said, we can't get them.
Go to Dish TV.
I'm fixing to go back to Direct. I'm going to watch the Mavericks. I'm going to watch
you them. You are going to watch
oh,
the Mavericks.
Oh, y'all talked about Chris Singleton and
Chris Stapleton and Willie
and
Nelson.
And Willie.
Former White Sox outfielder.
I got to go.
You're like, you're leaving the show, or you want to go to that concert?
No, I want to go to that concert.
Oh, it'd be great if we get her and Josh Hamilton to go to that show.
Oh, you'd go to that show with Hambone, wouldn't you?
You're my friend.
I think Josh is a big Chris Stapleton fan.
And I think he's a big Gator fan, too.
He's my friend.
Yeah. Okay, I love you, Gator. You're awesome.
You too.
Thanks for jumping on the air. There she goes.
I love all you listeners. Keep listening. And design a Tolo shirt.
Okay, there you go. Are you coming to Fanniversary? Do you want to jump on one of the round tables?
We're going to come to the Fanniversary.
All right, we'll put you on with Spittle and Ed Belfour coming up on Saturday at Fanniversary. I hope you have time for that.
Okay.
All right, there goes my sweet mom, Gator.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.